What is going down, everybody? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype, episode number 171. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to bring back Guess That Price, Prizm Basketball Edition, because there's some cards that maybe you didn't realize that are crazy prices right now. That's just how the market, that's the word of the day. The market is crazy. So we're going to discuss long-term value on these guys, if we would pick them up, and maybe compare them to some of the legacy guys like Curry and LeBron. We also have some of the worst of 2020, talk about some of the worst stuff that's came out in the hobby in 2020. And we're going to have some great conversation about Tiger Woods. The documentary's coming out. His cards are exploding. It's insane. So what's going down, guys?
What's up? What's up? Happy New Year, everybody.
What do you think of when you think of Tiger Woods and not golf?
That song.
Yeah, but I think it's Steel Panther.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I think of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song, too.
It is.
It's a great riff.
When I think of Tiger Woods, I think it's the Asian side of him that made him a great golfer.
I think it's the fact that he went to Stanford.
Well, he's had some great videos of him playing with his kid, too. And I guess his kid's already pretty good. So we may have another phenom in the world of golf once his kid's of age and has some cards as well. So who knows? Maybe they'll have, pre-release like what Topps does with some of those Aflac cards. You know, I mean, have like a 12-year-old Tiger Woods Jr., whoever his name is. It's probably not Tiger Woods Jr.
Tiger Woods Jr.
Tiger Woods the third. I mean, I don't know. You know, have some cards of him already in the works.
That's the obvious go-to, I think. But I don't know. I don't think you're right.
No, probably not. Probably not. but we're not really talking much NFL, so I wanted to talk about NFL at the beginning of the show. And I want to know what you guys is who's winning the Super Bowl this year? And I'll start with C-Rat. Who do you think is going to get the job done in this weird COVID era of the NFL? Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Our customers know, because I've been saying it for the last 2-3 weeks. The Buffalo Bills are my pick to win the Super Bowl this year. Very underrated team. They've been playing lights out the last 6-7 weeks. You want to be hot going into the playoffs. They had a stretch in the middle of the season where they were, they lost a few games. They looked, man, this is not the same team that started the season hot. But they got it back together, and they're looking amazing. Josh Allen having a hell of a, his third year now?
He looks good.
So, my pick's Buffalo.
Pick up some of those while they're still cheap, which I think they've already exploded, those Prizm Josh Allens. Dan?
I like your pick. But I think they are not quite there yet. I think they get knocked off by the Chiefs and the AFC. Chiefs, I mean, dude, they're – I know you don't want to say it, but pretty damn
Mahomes
good.
Mahomes not like, even that good, though.
Mahomes, yeah. I mean, he's like, what, the fourth best quarterback in the AFC West? Right behind Drew Locke and David Carr.
Bill's got this,
Justin
man.
Herbert.
Your pick? Actually, Mariota might be up there. The Raiders might have two quarterbacks better than Mahomes, right?
Derek, Mariota, and then
Peterman.
I'll give Patty.
Maybe even Gruden because he can sling it a little bit.
I'll put Patrick third after Carr and Mariota.
And then in the NFC, even though the Rams are in it, I'm not going Rams. Tampa Bay. They are in the NFC, the most balanced offensive and defensive team. So
who's winning the Super Bowl, though? So you're saying it's going to be Bucks and Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Kansas City.
That's my pick,
and I think they're going to do it very similar to the way they did it last year. I think it's going to be a late comeback, and they're going to win. You can't go against Patrick Mahomes right now.
Yeah, I mean, and that brings up the question for the hobby: can you still get some Mahomes? Assuming that let's just say Mahomes does win, he's got two Super Bowls back to back. He has an amazing career 3 years in. Is there room for the cards to go up even more? I mean, they're already insane.
You guys start getting those third and fourth year Mahomes.
fourth year would be next year.
Yeah, I know. You gotta be pre-ordering. Those Chiefs spots for next year just to get that fourth year of Mahomes.
You never know.
Is it really only 4 years? It feels like he's been in the league for like
a decade.
Well, he didn't really play at seven. You can't really count 17, right? So he played one game. So you had 18, 19, and now 20, right? So
his only third full year.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if he gets two Super Bowls under his belt, then we begin even more of a Brady conversation.
He's got a league MVP. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. And he's got a Super Bowl title.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. And then imagine the storyline. I don't think
it's
the
good
Bucks,
thing he has a lot of talent around him.
I don't think the Bucks go. I'd like to see them go, but let's just say it was Bucks Chiefs. And then you have just a quarterback duel in the Super Bowl.
Didn't I just say Bucks Chiefs?
You said Bucks Chiefs. I don't think the Bucks are going to go all the way. I don't think they beat the Packers.
I think their offense can carry them in individual
games.
Their
defense is good, yeah.
And their defense is probably one of the best. Them and the Rams are probably the best defenses in the playoffs.
But I think that would be the hobby wet dream, is that you have the guy that you can't buy. Let's just face it. Not everybody can buy the contenders, Tom Brady, right? Yep, Those are like $200K. So you have Mahomes knocking off Brady on Brady's maybe final season, which, you know, maybe final season. And then now you got the passing of the torch right in front of our eyes. I mean, that would just set the hobby insane. I mean, you're talking about third and fourth year. Those would probably be like a couple thousand dollars. I mean, it'd just be literally insane. Everybody would be grabbing mid-February. Everybody would just be on that Patrick Mahomes hype, just loading up. So I think the Chiefs do it. I think it's going to be – my prediction is going to be Chiefs-Packers. But you've got some just great storylines. You've got Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, arguably the three best quarterbacks of the last 20, 30 years, all in the playoffs, right?
And there's a really good chance that two out of those three are going to face each other at some point in the playoffs. Either, you know, Breeze going against Rodgers, or Brady going against Breeze, or Rodgers going against, I mean, those guys are – they're going to have two old quarterbacks that are the tail end of their career having a chance to ride into the sunset and win a Super Bowl. Because I think there's a chance that maybe not Rodgers, but if Brady wins, I can see him walking away.
Yeah.
And if Breeze wins, I could see him walking away.
Yeah, Breeze had a lot of struggle this year.
Rodgers, I don't know, man. He might play for another 10 years. Yeah, I think the guy just loves playing football, but – storyline again, if it was Mahomes and Brady, that would be a great storyline. You got the old guard, new guard, you got the Papa Goat, baby goat, yep, going against each other.
I mean, and you can't even rule out the Titans. I mean, the Titans represent the way football used to be, with a smash mouth running back. You've got Derrick Henry that's defying what it means in this hobby to have a running back PC. I mean, this guy's been like electric all year, and he was electric last year in the playoffs. They just fell short. They could upset some teams. I could see them. They're obviously who they're playing this weekend. They're playing who's Tennessee playing? Tennessee's playing I can't. Somebody can help me in the chat, but it's a pretty even matchup. But if they
Baltimore?
Are they playing Baltimore? Yes. It's Ravens Titans. So, you know, you got Lamar in the mix too. So there's a lot of potential storylines going down. But
that's true. You never know. Like, the Ravens could turn it on. We saw what they did last year. It seems like Lamar Jackson took a step back this year. But they also didn't have a healthy Mark Ingram, which they relied on heavily the previous year. I think that had a lot to do with their success. They have J.K. Dobbins. They got a lot of young talent on that team.
They dealt with a lot of strange things this
season. Yeah, they had a lot of weird and wacky things to go down. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Tennessee, can the old school running the ball – first, like, can that be the key to success going into the Super Bowl?
I mean, you could point to the Niners last year. I mean, the Niners were a run first team.
Because they're really the only team in the playoffs that kind of run that old style of, mm-hmm, you know, give Derrick Henry the ball 30 times a game, yeah, and see what happens. Which,
Monster.
If you watch, like, how he ended the season, that dude got better every game. Like, dude, I think he had 200 yards Week 17. I think he had close to 200 yards week 16.
He had 2,000 yards total,
right? He had
right?
over 2,000 yards. He led the league in rushing touchdowns. He puts it together for another year or two. These type of stats, we're going to say that he is a top 10 running back ever.
Ever, yeah. And there's some, before we move on to football, there is some spots that if you're doing that quick flip, there's some guys that I'm looking at, like maybe Jonathan Taylor for the Colts, right? That can, whatever, like maybe he has a big game and his cards are cheap right now. There's some rookies that you can like pick spots, maybe some of the Steelers rookies, maybe like a J.K. Dobbins on the Ravens, you know, that can, you could maybe get in and they have a big moment and then people are buying his cards up. So something to pay attention to. I always kind of look at some of those obscure rookies that may, I mean, it may not, you know, you're not going to make lots of money, but you may be able to flip some cards. Make 20, 30 bucks on some of these rookies based on their performances in this wild card weekend. And three games each day. That is amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think what, obviously, no rookie quarterbacks that are in the mix. But you do have, you have J.K. Dobbins. You have Cam Akers, who, two skill position players who are in the playoffs. Who else do we have? Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, if he's healthy, I'm not sure what's his situation. Chase Claypool as a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, and then Washington.
Yeah,
Chase Young.
Yep.
Chase Young. I know he plays defense, but you never know.
Or Gibson. Yeah, Gibson. I think he might be banged up a little bit too. I don't know if he's
He played last week.
Or even like look at Marquise Brown from last year. You know, if he has, and he's had a couple highlight catches this year already, maybe he has a highlight catch against the Titans, they win. Marquise Brown. So but we're gonna move on. We've got one more week to get your votes in for best product of the year. We had some voter fraud. We're having to recount all these votes and stuff like that. So we're extending the program for another week. So make sure that you vote for your favorite products. It was last episode of 170. So reply to our pin post on Twitter at MojoBreakM and comment on the hype for those categories. We're recounting them. There might be some hanging chads going on. We don't know. We're going to make sure that we get the votes in correctly and we give away some stuff to you guys. So make sure you jump in on that. We're giving away some Prism, some packs, and some Leaf Draft Baseball just for getting your vote in there for product of the year. So watch Hype 170 and follow us on MojoBreakM on Twitter, at MojoBreakM for our MojoBreak media channel. But we're going to get right into Guess That Price. We're going to talk NBA. NBA is in full swing right now, and people are just foaming at the mouth on the next guy. Who's the next Luka? Who's the next Kobe? Who's the next Curry? So, and there's so many people in this hobby right now that you're just seeing guys that would maybe be like 30th, 40th on people's list that are just starting to sell like crazy just because there's just not enough supply out there. So we're going to start and we're going to, I don't think I got anything for us to ride on, but we can try to just.
I can go get something.
But maybe we do that. Yeah, maybe we'll grab some. So first one is a PSA 10 2019 Panini Prism Silver of Keldon Johnson from the Spurs. So a rookie last year, you know, obviously overshadowed by Ja and Zion and Hero and Rui and RJ and Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter. What do you think? What do you think, C-Rad, about Keldon Johnson?
I honestly haven't seen much. I haven't watched many Spurs games. It's hard to say, but I know there is some hype on him right now. So he must be having a, you know, I will say this about the 1920 rookie class in general too. It turns out, you know, obviously the headliners are Zion and Ja Morant of this draft class, but a lot of these 1920 rookies are actually starting for their teams this year. So it may go down as one of the deepest classes ever.
Yep. You might find hidden gems a couple years down the line.
You look at a majority of the 1920 rookies, a lot of them are starting now for their teams.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so I'm going to lock in my pick.
I didn't even get a chance. What do we got here?
It's Keldon Johnson Gem 10 Silver Prism.
Is that silver
rookie.
Or disco?
Silver.
Okay.
Keldon Johnson from the Spurs.
Spurs?
And I'm not going to influence your guys' vote. I'm going to see what people are paying in the chat. Wiseman says, let me make sure you guys write down your votes.
No. Wait, hold up.
Yeah,
hold up.
Okay.
Wiseman in the chat, Wiseman Chaser, formerly known as Zion Chaser. I think the Wiseman's a good choice.
Yep.
575 was his pick in the chat. I don't know who's going first. I guess we'll go left. Let's start with you, C-Rad.
Left, right.
150.
150?
150, Dan.
I'm going 420.
600.
Ooh, okay. We're all over the place. What do we got?
All right, guys. So these are all, by the way, if you're playing at home, these are PSA 10s, the most recent PSA 10 listings on eBay I could find. The actual price this went for... $930 on eBay. So the winner is Dan.
We got some expensive stuff behind you. Don't be knocking it over. We got a Tiger Woods helmet, which is probably going to be $1 million.
Tequila is very expensive too.
Oh yeah, it might hit me in the head and I have to drink it all.
And I forgot to tell you, there's one thing I do know is Keldon Johnson.
So yeah. Yeah, that's right. You won. But
yeah, of course I did.
$930?
Shows you how much I've been paying attention to college.
I actually was kind of low on that, but I wanted to give you guys a chance.
Oh, yeah, you do it in the back of your head. Yeah, you are.
No, I mean,
Kelly Johnson Whisper.
Yeah, I know. I watch him play a lot.
Is that, I mean, is that a good value?
Yeah.
I mean, he does play for Popovich, right? I mean, Spurs.
Somebody has to score, right? He's the future.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
He was the most hyped out of the three rookies that they had last year throughout the year, but I guess he's actually playing well this year.
That's one for Dan. All right, we're going to move on to the next one, which is Darius Bazley.
Oh, people love him.
They love him. They love him.
Darius, yeah, he blew up in the bubble.
Now, Bazley or Bazley? It's Bazley, right?
I say Bazley.
I say Bazley. Okay. I'm a Bazley guy.
All right. See, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I've been bringing products all year. But
AKA Bazzy.
Bazley. All right. So Silver Prism Gem 10, same year as Keldon, OKC Thunder.
If Keldon is not 50, this boy is like,
I know. That's what makes 50K. Me think. I might start going high now. I might be like, ooh, let's do. All right. Okay. All right.
All right, we ready?
All right, are we locking it in?
I'm locked in. You ready?
All right, so, yeah, go ahead.
1,500.
1,550.
Bruh.
1,200.
Okay. All right, so who do we got? Let's see what the chat said first before we nominate the winner. The chat is saying 675, 300, 1,200.
Oh!
575.
Who said 1,200? Is that Busta?
Busta.
Busta gets it. He knows.
You guys are on a Kale level like no other. All right, what do we got?
All right, so, yeah, I think some people may be underselling it right now, or maybe just the market is that crazy. The actual price this went for.
Yeah, you go on. You got the $50.
$1,000. $1,000.
Oh,
no. Once again, Dan.
Oh, he's coming for the sweep.
Dan with the 2-0 lead early.
I got to go sell some Pokemon.
Dang it, man. What the heck?
You guys going to show up or what?
So, you guys in the chat, guys are listening in at home. Send us some tweets on this. Who would you rather have? Would you rather invest? If you only were given the option for two, Keldon or Bazley, who would you invest in? I like the fact that Keldon plays for the Spurs. I'm not
That's what I was
going
to say.
I like Bazley. Somebody has to be the guy, right?
And Shea Gilgis is the guy in OKC.
Bazley's the guy.
Shea Gilgis, like, should have probably went over his prices too. They're insane.
If he was so good, why did the Clippers trade him?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go for
Paul Brick George.
Let's go for the 17-18 rookie class, which includes Tatum.
Ooh, I like this guy.
Tatum, Mitchell, Lonzo, amongst other names. This is a 2017-18 Panini Prism, Silver Prism, John Collins for the Atlanta Hawks.
I like him.
Which Trey's prices have been going up. Reddish prices have been going up. Hunter's prices have been going up. People seem to believe in the Atlanta Hawks. But I don't know if I believe in John Collins.
I like him.
So what do you guys got for guesses on this one in the chat?
I locked mine in.
I got mine locked in as well.
What
do we got?
Locked in.
What do we got responses? We need to get fancy and have a little buzzer that lights up that says we've locked in the votes. Nobody's even said any. Oh, 490 on Wiseman Chaser, which is not too far off from mine. But we'll start with C-Rat. What do you got?
775, Dan.
I'm going 400 even.
I guess I don't like him that much. 275.
All right. What do we got?
All right. The actual price is $551. That makes Doug the winner.
I got one. You got one. Got one. I know my John Collins.
Yeah. I mean, I like him, but he'll never get the ball enough.
You don't think so?
That card?
Next. That's next.
Million.
That's next.
$1 million.
So we've got a 18-19 Panini Prism, Trae Young, Silver Prism, PSA 10. And there's been a lot of auctions on this card, so there's been a lot of action on Mr. Trae as he's started off the season remarkable, on fire. People were saying Luka looked fat, Trae Young looked like the MVP. So what are we going on this one? Man, do I have to add another zero there?
You can actually add 14 zeros to it. You might not.
Okay.
You might not.
I think I'm a little low on this one, to be honest with you guys. I'll go first. 5,500.
Are you fucking serious?
That's low?
I crossed off the four.
I just dropped an F-bomb. 5,500.
3K, Dan. 3K.
What do we got in the chat? I had 45. I crossed it out. I thought
I haven't dropped an F-bomb on this show for a long time.
Ron says 3,000. Michael Ham says 5,000. Wiseman says his PSA base are 800. We've got, what do we got? What do we got?
All right. This specific card, yeah, hopefully, Dan, no more F-bombs, earmuffs, kids. 3,799.99. C-Rad gets the point.
How much?
$37.99.
Oh, I thought you said 37,000.
No.
And I wasn't even second guessing it. I was like, okay, I was off.
$3,799.99. So C-Rad with the point.
Let's go.
Wow.
And I did my guess solely on because I know how much Luka Silvers were going for during the offseason. So I was like, I know Trae Young blew up a little bit, but he's probably not quite at the level
I think that's a buy.
Silver Lucas during the offseason, before the season started, was around like 7.
Well, that segues into our
7,000?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Well, you just kind of.
I'll give the answer.
I don't know what the answer is, but this is recent, so you gotta kind of think that in. So we got
7K, lock it in, Dan.
We're going 18, 19, Panini Prism, Luka Doncic, Gem 10, Silver Prism. And this is a recent sale, so not it probably is more than C-Rad now.
I know how to go here.
Okay. I've locked mine in. What do you guys think in the chat? Luka Doncic, Silver Prism. Silver Prism. Luka, pizza boy. He looked big until he got that triple-double. Now he looks slim again. So, all right. I'll go first with 8,777.70.
Huh?
I didn't do 70 cents, but I just was trying to do a weird number.
What did you put, though?
8,777.
Okay. I got 8,050.
I got 7,777.
Ooh, look at those sevens on that run. All right, what do we got?
The actual price of this one, it went for $9,288.
So it went up a couple thousand since that last
look. Oh, wait, I thought you put, oh.
Yeah, I got it.
Came back, tied up, Dan, 2-2.
Whatever. Cheating.
I gave you guys a little alley oop right there.
I know he did.
I honestly think since Doug is near me, he's like copying. We just had 5,500 exact, and then you basically.
Well, I would have done 8,051 if I was looking at your thing. You know, I would definitely. So,
I think you saw.
I don't know what we have for a pop report on that, but does that seem like the right price? I mean, if you're like, man, I got 10K to invest in Luka. Are you going with the Silver Prism at that price?
Yes.
I would buy almost 3 Trae Youngs.
That's true. You could buy 3 Trae Youngs.
Which has always been your answer, by the way.
I know.
Since 2018, that has been your answer.
Because, dude, Trae Young is, dude, he's a star. He's a beast.
Luka's not. Luka's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Trae Young is a star. Trae Young is a galaxy.
Trae Young never shows up.
Good point.
To the beginning of the season out of shape. You're never like, uh-oh, what happened to Trae this offseason?
Yeah, but Cupcake Luka still gets triple doubles all day.
Yeah, I mean, how long though? Like, if you're building a franchise, I would like to take the chance of getting a Trae Young for 15 years at a high level than Luka at a high level for 8 years. You're a Curry fan, right? Can't you see a little bit of Trae Young and Curry?
I see a lot of Curry and Trae Young, yeah.
So I don't know, man. I've always liked Trae. I liked Trae when he was in college.
He's going to break all the 3-point shooting records by the time his career is done.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how many silvers are on the pop report.
I bet like 2,500.
I think it's like 7,000.
Oh, wow. The silvers.
But that's not the. What are we doing?
I mean,
here?
Silvers, you know how many you get in a hobby.
Let's do this on the fly. If I can pull it up here, PSA is like, you know, it's a lot of action on the site. A lot of people trying to get through PSA right here. Maybe we can try to guess how many silvers have been graded a PSA 10?
Like,
you guys have the tiebreaker,
total,
so go
total
ahead.
Or, total or 10 or just 10?
Just the 10s.
Just the 10s?
Just the 10s.
Let's see your guys' guess before you look at it.
I think. I'm going to say 7,800.
I'm going to say 4,000. But it's still loading here. So if somebody can load up PSAcard.com and get on the Pop Report faster than I can, we can actually nominate a winner.
You know, let me tell you how much I like their website and their whole process and everything they do.
You love it. We've learned to love it in the last couple weeks. It's been great. Yeah, I don't know why it's not loading up here. It's definitely not the computer.
It's busy counting all the money.
Oh, that's loading up again. You can see it. It's just like spinning there.
There's too many.
They're like counting them by the minute.
There's too many cards.
There's so many cards right now. That's just there might be 10 getting graded right now.
There's like 100 silvers coming into the population right
Well,
now.
We'll revisit that, but we wanted to talk about some legacy, or actually we have Zion still. So actually we don't need a tiebreaker. So 1920 Prism Silver Gem 10 Zion.
I'm very familiar with these off-season prices too.
So what do you guys think in the chat? I know base are hovering around is 700 to 1000. So I am going to go with, all right, I got mine locked in. What do you guys think on a silver Prism Zion? What do you guys think in the chat?
This is a tiebreaker between you guys. But I'm probably going to win this
one. I think there might be a couple more cards.
So okay.
You think you still got a shot.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to win this one for sure.
All right. You want to go first, C-Rod?
Yes. 5,001 is my guess. 5,001.
Ooh. Mine's $5,028.
Oh, we're going to have to be close on this one then.
I'm $39.50.
Oh, right. Yours is off, Dan.
I don't.
Sure.
You know. But. So, also more than Trae Young.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
All right, this one sold, I believe this was a couple days before his big Christmas Day game against the Heat, but this one sold for $6,525,
so
which means you won
by like $20.
By a measly $27.
I don't know. I did that 28, baby.
I don't agree.
All right, what do we got in the chat? 3,800, base is 900, 6,500. Bert says 3,000. Michael says, man.
They haven't been 3,000 since.
Everybody, everybody's September. On board with me. Like, I'm 3,900. 39, that's what it should be.
Dude, I got to scroll. Like, it's incredible, this checklist, because there's so many variations just to get to Luca on here. They finally loaded up, but.
The Luca Silver?
Luka Blue Ice, Blue Shimmer, Luka Doncic. So there is 15,000 base tens.
That makes sense. Luka.
15,000 base. And the Silver Prism Pop Report. It's going to take a while to get there because there's 78,000 variations. 1,946 Silver Prisms. PSA tens. 1,946.
So Dan was closer.
Dan was closer on that one.
What did I say?
7,000.
What'd you say?
No, I was closer.
You said 4,000.
Yeah. I'm way off.
Yeah, you're way. I was closer at 4,000, right?
I mean, but I
thought you said 7,000 in the pop report.
I said 7,000.
And you said 4,000 in the pop report.
I did. Yeah. So
it is 9,000, isn't it?
No, that's overall.
No, it's 19,000.
Oh,
1900. Yes.
Oh. Wow. We
there's 3,000.
Pull the plug on
these are silver prisms, right? So silver prisms.
So that's not a lot.
There's 3,970 graded by PSA of the silver prism Luka Doncic. Clarify, everybody's probably confused what we're talking about.
Just dudes throwing random numbers out. Just
that's a show now.
Yeah,
not the hype.
There was
random numbers.
There was PSA 9 silvers were 1,777, 195 eights, 37s, 13 sixes, 4 fives, and then there's actually a 1. There's one.
Wow.
So I don't know what they did.
I sent that one in.
Yeah, that was you.
1,900 copies is actually not a lot for the demand that there is for that.
But
15,000.
But what about the base cards? Didn't you say like there was 19,000?
15,000.
15,000.
Graded regular base cards.
No, that was just the 10s.
For the PSA 10s.
That's just the 10s. So the actual amount graded is 25,000.
So if anybody has pulled a raw Luka base card, it's that, and again,
it went to grade.
That's only PSA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not Beckett.
That's true.
Think about how many Lukas also went to Beckett.
So double that number, 1,900. for the silver.
So this is what we should do. Panini should stamp the print run on every base card.
Oh, God. And silver?
So I got a base card. I got a Luka. It's 1 out of 7,000,050. Short printed.
Got it. Short printed card. Hey, they used to do that in the 90s when they started numbering.
No, cards. They used to number it to like, they would number like to 5,000, which would be kind of crazy. But like,
that's low.
That, yeah. But they also would have like an auto checklist of three players. And they would just have like 15,000 of those players, like of each auto. So,
that's true.
That is, so it's safe to say there is probably 35,000, maybe 40,000 Luka rookie cards that are graded.
Yeah,
through PSA.
So you got to think, what, there's like 100,000 in existence, maybe.
Dude, there's still probably a fair amount of sealed wax that hasn't been opened, yeah, that people stash.
That have, yeah, because so, it's like a couple years old.
Man, 200,000 like of copies of each base card.
It's not out of the realm. I'm not saying that's crazy, but I mean there is more people in the hobby now, and that's one of the cards to get. So is
everybody gets a Luka.
Well, there might be.
I mean, it gets kind of like everybody gets an 89 Upper Deck Griffey.
I don't have a Luka in my collection.
You have an 89 Griffey.
I want one. No,
I don't have a silver, but I have a base.
I'm just, I know there's more people, and I get it. I understand that, but like, I could guarantee you if they stamped, and they wouldn't, and I don't want them to, but if they would just stamped like out of 200,000 on each base cards, one, people would not grade them, is that they're grading them because of trying to add value to something that is not short printed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy to think about, but we don't know how much the demand is, but it does concern you if you are heavily invested in Luka at the price points. Can it sustain? Can it sustain when we hit a bump in the road in the hobby? If we do, I'm not saying we will, but you always want something that there's not that many of, right? I mean, especially if you're new in this hobby, that's something to consider. I definitely recommend keeping an eye on pop reports. If you're looking at making a big purchase, keep an eye on those pop reports to know how rare this is. Because if Luka, let's just say, knock on wood, let's just say Luka becomes injury prone, doesn't play, out of the league in 5 years, you have 100 and 200,000 other copies to compete with, and it'll be a race to the bottom, right? So just something to think of. I mean, look at Andrew Luck. What happened to Andrew Luck's
cards. But I also think it's at the point where right now, if people are paying a premium for these cards, they're never going to let them go and take, you know, 50% less than what they paid for them. They'll just hold on to it. Let's face it, most people who are spending that type of money have the money, and they're not worried about getting the money out of the card.
Yeah.
They'll just hold on to it, and it'll be like, that's a timestamp in my life that I was collecting Luka, and he was the biggest deal in the NBA.
Yeah, it'll just be part of their portfolio. And if it's, you know, like everybody's portfolio, there's things that are in there that are gonna not get you the investment that you were hoping for, and there's gonna be other investments that do.
You could never pick the right time to buy. You could never really pick the height, and you could never pick the lowest point. It's just so hard to predict, right? One more modern card.
Because think about when Prism came out. What you could have bought raw Luka base cards for, and what you could have bought Luka silvers for.
Bert says he sold his Luka silver for $150. I remember we sold ours for $400. We opened Prism on day one, and I think you pulled it out of your pack because I think we split the box. You got a Luka silver. I think we wound up selling it for like $400 or $500. We were amazed. Now you're talking about a card that's like
now. Well, thanks for, I forgot about it. Yeah, thanks for bringing it up.
Just a good nightmare.
I'm not stoked. I'm pretty bummed right now. Thank you.
Well, we've got Ja Morant is the last modern card here. Well, they're all modern cards, but the more recent out of the modern cards, 1920 Panini Prism Ja Morant Silver Prism Gem 10. And just for clarification, what did Zion sell for?
Zion was $6,525.
All right. So what do you guys think Ja Morant's Prism sold for? What is your guys' pick? All right, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
44-79.
I should mention, by the way, this was before he got injured, I believe, December 26th. Okay, perfect. He got injured last week.
$3,200.
$6,525. Just like Zion.
All right.
I obviously have no idea about Zion or Ja, but...
Yeah, $3,750 in the chat.
But,
DK,
but Keldon Johnson, man, I've really been watching his market.
You're a pro on that one. What do we got?
Actual price, $5,900. I believe that would be C-Rad then with the win on that one.
Got that one. I think we actually all tied, didn't we?
That would end up being, let's see, final score is...
2-2-2-2.
Doug with 3, Dan with 2, and C-Rad with 2. So Doug is the winner.
Congratulations.
Yep, that's how I do it. I've been warming up. I've been practicing. You know, I've been getting ready for this event, and I'd like to thank everybody that I stepped on to get here. So thanks, guys.
So that tells me that Ja, I mean, before he got injured, Ja was about to hit the same level as Zion in terms of pricing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had that, 43-point game or something, too, to start it off.
The season. Mm-hmm.
So let's compare this to, we got two probably of the best active pros right now that are still playing. We have the Steph. We'll play guess the price. It's not going to count, but we'll just kind of see what we come up with. 2009 Topps Chrome.
Oh.
Steph Curry Gem 10 Refractor.
That's my dream card right there.
Refractor.
That's my dream card.
I don't like the way the card looks, but it is the card to have.
I need that card.
Yeah, it'd be a lot cooler if he wasn't in a Warriors t-shirt.
Yeah.
I
think they had some issues with the license there. I'd rather him taking a three or something, right? Like on the court shot.
But that was the era they had the Warriors jerseys, like it was the We Believe still, right?
It was. Yeah, his first year was the We Believe. But all the rookie had a photo shoot.
The uni was still, he wasn't on the We Believe team.
No, but yeah, it was the same.
But the uniform was the same.
Wait, I'm way underselling it here.
What do you guys think in the chat? For the Steph Curry, 65,000. Somebody said.
I know what I. At first, I went real low. I added a zero.
I think I'm not gonna win this one. I think I'm way off. I really do. I did just buy a base 9 for 1500.
A base 9 non-refractor.
Yeah, for 1500. All right, I'll go first. And I think I'm. This is embarrassing, but I want to make sure these guys get some points on the board. 13,750.
What embarrassing.
Go ahead, Dan.
15,000.
Bro, I was going to do 30K, but I went 300K.
300K.
I mean, you could buy a lot of Trae Youngs for that.
What do we got?
I mean, that's a hell of a car. That's over a quarter milli, dude.
See, Matt, if you just held on to that zero, you'd be our winner right now. The actual price, $60,201.
I feel like I'm still closest.
It sold back in October for 60 grand. So Dan is actually the winner. By C-Rad going to
wow.
$300,000.
You know, I won that the way the Rams got to the playoffs. I just backed right in.
That's for sure. Just John Wolford it up. All right, well, we got one more. We got LeBron. And this is going to make me cry. But LeBron, 03-04, Topps Chrome.
I pass.
Refractor, Gem 10. And I know what I sold one for.
Was that a 10?
I was trying to buy your guys' black refractor. But
I thought it was a 9.
Doug was trying to save me.
I think it was a 9.
It was a 9.
It was a 9.
If PSA would have gave you a 10 on it, we probably wouldn't have sold it.
Yes.
But again.
Thank you, PSA. Love you. Not really. All right. I'm going.
I'm not.
What do you guys got in the chat? 175,000. Now you're going to make me feel real bad.
You didn't have a 10, so it doesn't matter. All right.
I got 38,888.
It's a refractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 125,000.
I added a zero again. I was going to go 23K, but I went 230K. $230,000, Dan.
All right, man. We are all over the place on our...
Are you serious about the 38?
The disrespect 38, to the king.
38.8.
What do we got, Cody?
Actual price, This sold, by the way, this sold on LeBron James's birthday.
Sorry, he went for way more.
Happy birthday.
December 30th, yeah.
It sold for $94,300. So I believe that makes Dan the winner for that round if we're counting points.
We are.
All right.
Doug was actually
just
saying.
You got the consolation
prize. Yeah, he was just saying, like, were you saying, like, I had to, like, to thank everybody I had to step on to get here?
Well, I felt bad for just, like, squashing you guys.
What's silver feel like?
I squashed you guys, so then I was just like, you know, I got to go off numbers just on purpose so that you guys can get some points. And obviously it worked. It bumped up your ego. Now you feel like you won something. You get one of those, like, little participation trophies now. Here you go. There you go. There's your trophy.
I don't want to touch that.
Well, speaking of LeBron's birthday, Tiger Woods has the same birthday. Tiger Woods was also born on December 30th. There's actually an amazing card that Upper Deck and one of our buddies, Carvin, helped curate. There's a exquisite 30 patch, dual signed, Tiger Woods, LeBron, and they both put their birthdays on there. It was one of the most phenomenal cards I've ever seen. They're probably like $200,000, but phenomenal card by Upper Deck. But I wanted to talk about the documentary coming out, Tiger Woods, and the skyrocketing prices of his cards. His base card, 2001 Upper Deck Golf, Gem Mint 10, are going for around $1,300 now. Dan bought one in October for $330. So in less than 3 months, 90 days, that $300 card that Dan bought is now going for $1,200 to $1,300. Just because this doc is coming out, which is crazy to me. I know what happened with Jordan, but can we replicate what happened with Jordan's cards with Tiger's cards? And you also have the new golf set coming out from Upper Deck, which they haven't made a golf set in several years. So there is going to be some hype behind cards for golf. What do you think? Tiger Woods, is he the greatest of all time? Is he the Michael Jordan of golf?
Yeah, absolutely.
My answer is always going to be yes. You have Ty, bro.
There's nobody better.
But I'm also looking at, like, what we mentioned before. The overall pop report on that is 21,000. There's 9,000 PSA 10s of that card. They're not numbered. They made a lot of them.
But they also didn't make, like, a ton of golf releases.
True.
So it's not like... With basketball, you have like
Chronicles,
Optic, and you have you know Select, and you have Prism, and you have you know regular Donruss flagship. This is the one and only, as far as like the true rookie card.
Yep,
it's SP Authentic, right?
No, this one's Upper Deck Golf.
Okay, I think there might also be an SP Authentic rookie card.
There is, but the SP Authentic autos numbered to 999 are known as like the true rookie. So in comparison to like a Bowman First or a you know Optic Auto or a Prism Auto, that's what people value that at. And those are like 50-60K, and they're numbered out of 1,000 basically.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a Tiger Woods autograph, that is the one that everybody wants. But I'm just wondering, because I know Michael Jordan, there was rumors of him being, you know, shed in a bad light, you know, that, you know, it's going to show how much of an a-hole he was. We can kind of say the same thing about Tiger Woods, right? I mean, he's had a lot of issues. He's had those trips in Vegas with those, you know, those girls and, you know, his getting beat up by his lady and the window smashed and the you know, the DUI he had when he was on meds and stuff like that. So do you think any of that's going to affect him negatively where people are like, you know what, I don't want his cards? What do you guys think?
I could see that happening. Like, I would say if they're making a documentary, it's going to probably be more good than bad, right? They got to cover both sides, but...
You could have said the same thing about the Jordan, though. Like, there could have been some... worse stuff they said about Jordan.
Yeah, there wasn't actually anything that bad in there.
But there is some stuff about Jordan that's questionable.
Yeah.
And they didn't really do the documentary and talk too much about that. So I think this documentary is going to fall in line where it's going to be 95% great, and then maybe a little like 5% of the stuff that like wasn't great.
So in that case, I don't think it's going to affect people's opinions
not negatively. I mean. They obviously Jordan was in that documentary. Jordan probably wouldn't have been in if he would have known. They would have exposed a lot of the, like the gambling issues he had and stuff like that. If Tiger Woods is in this documentary doing interviews, I'm pretty sure he was like, "What are you going to talk about? I'm not going to be in it if it's a smear show, right?" So I'm sure it's going to be more positive. You know how his dad taught him when he was playing golf when he was three, Stanford, all that stuff, right?
I can almost guarantee you it's going to be positive.
Yeah. So, yes, and we had a question in the chat. Is Upper Deck the only one that can make Tiger Woods cards? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least autographs for sure. He is an Upper Deck exclusive athlete, just like LeBron James, just like Michael Jordan, just like Wayne Gretzky, just like Serena Williams, and there's probably I think Connor McDavid as well, mostly all the hockey guys as well. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I don't know. I think most people that I've talked to, including everybody in the chat, saying sell now at this price, but this is the most iconic golfer of all time, and I don't think he's going to get knocked off anytime soon. So it's really hard to say. Are you going to buy? Are you going to sell?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a massive drop-off anytime soon of Tiger Woods rookie cards. You know, it may go down a little bit, you know, once the hype dies down after the documentary. But he's one of those guys where if he's one of the greatest or arguably the greatest at whatever sport it is, that's going to be an iconic card regardless. So,
I agree.
I mean, that's a crazy jump, though, from 300 to 1,200.
In 2 months. Yeah,
that's a crazy jump. So there's room in there for it to come down some after, you know, all the hype goes away. But, yeah.
Yeah, you bought that, and I was like, man, people have a Tiger Woods card. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And then I was just following it now. And, you know, it falls in line with what Gary Vee said. Gary Vee came out and said, alternative cards are going to start to sell, and this is an alternative card.
Isn't there that Sports Illustrated card?
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
I don't know what those go for.
Which came in like the Sports Illustrated for Kids like magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Those, if they grade well, I think people consider those his first actual card, and those go for a lot of money.
Yeah, Tiger Woods Sports Illustrated for Kids. That's the one, right?
Yeah, I mean that.
Say that's a. There's several versions of it, but yeah, that's the one I remember growing up. It's the one that people talked about was the Sports Illustrated one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, highest first. Let's see if there's a 10. But it's got the serrated edges, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of, because it comes in one sheet when you get your Sports Illustrated. Yeah, it looks like a 9 sold for $3,400. So.
That's pretty good.
So for a Sports Illustrated card.
That is pretty good.
I think there's some other guys that have Sports Illustrated cards. Like I think it was Roger Federer has a Sports Illustrated for Kids card that does pretty well. But when we talk about alternative cards, I think there was a Mike Tyson that just sold for like $50,000 or something crazy like that. So people are starting to go towards like tennis. Then we got Lewis Hamilton in racing. And so it's like the major sports, we're getting... This industry is getting so crazy that people are like, well, the major sports are all too expensive, so I'm going to start buying like racing guys. I'm going to start buying boxing guys. So it's not out of the realm for cornhole guys to start selling, which I talked about in the past. I mean, what do you guys think? Is this just crazy about what's going down right now?
It makes sense. It makes sense that people are finding other sports to get into, you know, because there is there's always these, you know, like MMA and stuff. We always call it a very niche, you know, NASCAR was very niche, but there's opportunity there for growth.
When does NASCAR pop off?
I know, right? There's a lot of stars in NASCAR.
Formula One's going to come out of the gate. It's going to be super hot.
Yep.
Well, Formula One, what kind of product is it?
Formula One. They're doing Chrome. They're doing actually, I think it's Dynasty first.
Dynasty. And then, Formula
and
One.
And then it's Dynasty, then Chrome.
Damn.
And it's going to be the first Lewis Hamilton Chrome. It's going to be insane. So, yeah, if you haven't heard about it yet, look up Lewis Hamilton. Even so Topps produced a Topps Now card, which was technically his first one. And they were selling, I believe, for $9.99. You could buy as many as you wanted forever. And I think they're going for like $200 or $300 now. It's crazy.
Dang.
So we wanted to talk about the worst of 2020. We're going to highlight a few things. We wanted to highlight the worst autos of 2020, which I think Alvin Kamara changing his autograph definitely kind of was in line with having the worst auto. And Mr. Cam Reddish, right? I mean, Cam Reddish, I hope I get to see some sophomore autos a little bit improved, but Cam Reddish was a little bit lazy. What do you think?
They're going to get worse. My vote, I've been brewing over this the entire 2020, man. You know, I've seen a lot of autographs. My vote, though, is going to have to be – it's a close one, but it's going to have to be Marlon Davison of the Atlanta Falcons.
Marlon Davidson.
I know we don't have a slide for
it's
it.
Like
but
it's like a really small, like MD, right?
Very, very small.
And you can, it's like not even legible, really.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like a little some squiggly lines on the bottom of the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yep. That's the worst auto of 2020.
Yep. Mm,
look it up, guys. If you haven't seen it on eBay, go to Marlon Davidson. Just type in Marlon Davidson Prism Auto.
Yeah. It doesn't help that, I mean, it's not his fault he's in the Under Armour gear, but, you know, the Prism. Under Armour gear with the crap auto just is.
I definitely remember that one. And it's unfortunate because, like, he's one of the main rookies in basketball, but Rui Hachimura, his auto's pretty bad.
Hachimura, I give him a little bit of a pass. It is bad, though.
It's just a little squiggly.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably the best-selling worst autograph.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but if he had, like, a really, really good-looking autograph, I think his cards would sell for more. Hey, they still sell for a lot. They still sell for a lot, but, like, I just wish I was expecting more out of his auto.
Mm.
I was hoping for more.
Ooh, Max says we should do breaker cards, like C-Rad rookies, and then Cody is the Zion of breaking.
C-Rad rookies? How do we go back in the time machine? Well, go back to 2014.
Me and Dan have rookies already, 2013. Even though that was our third year.
We have 20 cards. Yeah, my first
so
card
it's technically your third year card. Yeah.
I got a Topps 2013 rookie premiere. Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Doug has one. He's eating the football.
Yep.
I remember that one. Iconic. You signed like 50 of them, right? And we gave it away for
we did that one that donation. Sold for like 160 or something. Did Taco Bell one?
Yeah.
So
I know it was you had and Ryan Tedder's had one.
Yeah. I think he was on the phone.
He's
or
on
something
the phone.
Yeah.
He was like tweeting or something.
Yeah. One of my goals is to speaking of that, I'll hella off topic, but one of my goals is to be in a Ginter set one day. So.
There's always been talk about having breaker cards in Ginter, but I don't know if I want to replace. Like, if you're going to put me in there, don't make me a hit and replace somebody's hits.
No. Make me a
card.
Hit, bro.
Case it.
Make me a hit. 6.5. Put me on there, Tops.
And, you know, we really mulled over the worst product of the year, and we went across all categories, and the worst product of the year is Super Break. So. Just all across the board. Super break.
Terrible.
You didn't know. Right. Still...
But which one?
All
of them.
Every single one.
All of them are equally the worst.
Yeah. 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 As you can see with that Kevin Durant, where they took a Kevin Durant card and somehow a piece of jersey badly cut, put it together. And actually, Cody was very generous in putting these two cards. This is actually probably one of their better examples.
Better looking ones.
They're the better looking ones. Just Google Super Break the bar.
Or watch any video of you two, the poor breakers that bought their products this year. The poor breakers.
If you watch
their reaction after they break it, they're
funny,
all like, it's
like
trash.
I mean, we stopped, 6 years ago?
Yeah,
probably.
6 or 7 years ago. We've trashed on them a couple times.
When you think it can't get any worse, they lower the bar.
Buying their products, bro.
It's funny, they have something called the bar.
See, but I don't blame the customers so much because, like you said, there's people coming into this hobby that don't know.
Yeah,
right?
They don't know.
But
they're promised a Jordan rookie somewhere in there that may never come.
What card is that? Is that Jim Brown?
It's a stamp.
You take a step back and you look at that card, and you're in quality control here, and this is before you're packing it out. You're like, this card can't get any better. We've done as good as we can.
Just miscut.
We've this is the best we can do. Pack it up, and congratulations.
But what I was trying to say is we've got to hold people that sell this product accountable. If they're new and they've only been breaking product for 2 years and, you know, unfortunately they can't get a lot of the hot products and they're buying this one, you get a pass. But if you've been in business for 5, 6, 7, 8 years and you're still selling this product, you got to stop because you're basically pulling the wool over your customers' eyes and literally giving them boxes of crap.
That's true.
Literally boxes of crap. So this is just a buyer beware situation. If you're new to this hobby, stay away from Super Break. Unless they change it up. Hey, maybe they'll start putting more value in their product. But there's a couple videos out there. There's one breaker that's been around for a while that did a video just for fun and added up the total on a buyback case. It was absolutely horrendous, and they need to be ashamed of themselves. When a company... You know, I'm all for capitalism, all for people making money, but when it's blatantly obvious that they sold you a dollar card and you paid $150 for that card, that is highway robbery, and it needs to stop. So just worst product of 2020, Super Break. And I think they won last year, and they might have won the year before, and they might have won the year before. So
they're going to win next year.
I'll tell you, in 2021, they got it on lockdown. It's year in and year out. They got it dialed in.
Yep. Is that a super fractor Jim Brown? I think so. I think so.
Super trash.
Super trash. And that goes along with scam alert, guys. Props to SB for showing us some of this, these images and some of the stuff through email. So if you guys have ideas for segments, please contact us through mojobreak @gmail.com. We'll say, hey, I got a show idea. You guys should talk about this. But there's, you know, when the market's hot and there's money to be made, there's also scams to be had. And that's what's going down. I actually fell victim to this next one. It is a Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, number to three reprint card. But I didn't see the reprint. They went as far as reprinting a card that the sticker, the auto was running off the sticker. They went as far as doing that. This is not a real card. This is an NT reprint. But when I was looking at it on my phone, and I'm always trying to buy auctions with like 10, 20 seconds left, I thought, hey, I don't mind the Jerry Rice being off the sticker. I may be getting a better deal because of that. I'm going to drop my $200 or $300 bid. I wound up winning this for $110 before I realized that it was a reprint.
And if you're on mobile, and we've talked about it before, and you're like peppering bids at the end of an auction, if the title is really long, you won't see like the last.
It gets cut off.
You won't see like the last maybe 10 to 15 characters of the title. And that doesn't, I mean, I'm not saying that, that, I mean, that's basically, that would be on me for not clicking on the listing. I get it. It did say reprint. But it's, why don't, if you're not trying to trick people, why not put it at the beginning of the listing? Why don't you put reprint 2016 Topps National Treasures right in the front?
There was somebody last time we did this segment that blasted the video saying that it's the buyer's responsibility to read reprint. My point is if you're going to sell a card like this, $4.99, buy it now or best offer. That's it. $4.99, because when it gets to an auction, you're pulling the wool over people's eyes and you hope they blindly bid without reading the title like we did.
But I'm telling you,
that is a scam.
The reason why reprint is at the end.
Yes.
Because believe me, I think on that specific card when you bought it, I looked, there was like 22 bids on it. And there was like, I think it was like 10 or 15 like individual buyers that were bidding that. They were probably on mobile. If they wouldn't have been bidding on it if they knew it was a reprint.
Right.
So, but if there was a reprint at the beginning, reprint 2016 National Treasures, that card would have sold for like $6.
Now, I'll give the buyer credit. We asked to cancel the order, and he canceled it without any hesitation, without any like, hey, you dumb, you didn't read it, like the other guy did to me. But my point of this is, so these aren't manufactured reprints. Panini did not reprint this card and pack it in Chronicles, and then you pulled it, and then you're selling it as a reprint.
And the thing,
this is a counterfeit card. This is illegally using licenses, illegally using images, and selling it for own personal profit. That is illegal. I don't care if the buyer didn't read it. This is a counterfeit good. You cannot sell counterfeit items.
And the thing that makes it really tricky is that Panini does have a product called Honors that will come out and will have older cards that are the same card that they put into the product.
Exactly.
So you might think it's that. You might think it's that. You don't know. I mean, I know we blast it, but I would actually like to see how much money is generated off of eBay with people selling reprint cards. I bet it would blow your mind.
Well, look at this. So I've got a couple more examples here. Cracked Ice. This is a very, very, very popular reprint. Cracked Ice Mahomes, which we know go for like 100K plus. This is a reprint. And this person was even more shady because he put RP, which didn't spell out reprint, which could be confused as SP. It went for $300. Somebody paid $300 for the equivalent of this. That's what they did. $300 for the equivalent of that. I could literally draw Patrick Mahomes, and that's the equivalent of what you're buying. Once again, if you're selling it for $4.99 or best offer, $4.99 or best offer, I'm okay with it. It's still illegal. It's still counterfeit. But you're not tricking somebody in. Because you don't know. You could have a little kid who's like, I want a Patrick Mahomes card. Parent knows nothing about the industry. Sees this. Bids on it. Puts it under the Christmas tree. I got you a $300
Patrick
Mahomes
card.
You're
dealing with copyright and trademark infringement on the fact that, one, you can't sell anything, reprint it, and use the NFL logos.
Correct.
The team names. You can't use the Panini name. You can't use the Contenders brand. You can't use the rookie card logo. Everything about that card is illegal. And when you say it's illegal, you're correct. It's absolutely illegal to do that.
Yes. I don't have a problem with somebody being well in the know, spending $4, to just have something that looks like it, to say, like, this looks cool, I'll put it on my wall or I'll put it on my desk because I won't be able to afford the real one. Or, I'm okay with that.
Or the art cards where it's like based on a design, but it's actually hand drawn.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. I got no issue with that. Plus, that is an art. That's somebody drawing that out. This is just somebody taking that design and photoshopping it and printing it on their own. You know, I don't know what type. I would actually like to buy those. I would buy one because I want to see
what it looks
what the thickness is.
Yeah,
I bet it literally is like construction paper.
Could be.
I bet it's super thin.
Terrible trash.
And you'll like this one. Look at that
super
one.
Super Break puts those up.
Look at this one. Tiger Stripe Choice PSA 10 question mark. No, it won't be a PSA 0 because it's fake.
You can't put PSA 10.
RPSSP. So, let's squeeze the RP in, but then let's put the SSP next to it.
It's short print because how many did you make?
Right.
Only you know.
And he put it in front of to make the scam even more real. He put it National Treasures boxes, empty boxes, to make the scam more legit. Oh. Like, hey, I got money here. Buy this card.
I can't.
Isn't that ridiculous, dude?
People are ridiculous, man.
$207 somebody got taken for. Straight scam.
But those boxes are open.
They're open, right. So yeah, you dug in somebody's out of garbage.
And that's not a big flex. I mean, they were sealed. That's a little bit of a flex, right?
No, see,
those are open.
Let me break it down. He opened up those NT boxes for $5,000 a piece. His best auto was a Derek Coleman. So he had to make those Lucas to recover his money back.
He could. Or he could have. This is how you would do it, though. I'm giving people hints. You go into your local card shop and you ask for the empty boxes. So then you're getting it for free. You're like, oh, I know you guys broke National Treasures here. Can I have the empty boxes? I'd be like, sure. I wouldn't even think anything of it.
But
that's part of the scam.
But you think somebody was bidding on that and they're like, man, this guy has to be legit. He opened up some National Treasures.
Yeah, exactly.
So he would never screw me.
Exactly. No, but I like your point. He had to recop it. That's a very good point. He had to recop that money. He got burned.
So he's like, I got to make some fake Lucas, bro.
But you look at it, it's like a disco bubble refractor. See that? It's got like the bubbles going on.
I wonder, the people who do this probably really justify it. And they're like, oh, my design's different. It's better. I'm improving it. Like,
yeah.
I'm all, but you're illegally producing something.
Yeah, because the Luka Tiger Stripe is a $35,000 card. So. Do you think any of these people that bid on these think that they're actually getting the card for, like, I just got the biggest deal on eBay ever?
Or you buy that card, right, and you try to sell it to somebody who is new. Maybe when card shows start happening again, you sell it at a price where it's too good to be true. Like, somebody's like, oh, my God, it's a $13,000 card. This guy's selling me. Gave me a story that he really needs money. He's selling it for like $700. Or you go into a card shop and you deal with somebody who maybe doesn't know the parallels and you sell it to them for like trade value or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to give anybody ideas, but there's like ways to like move. Like, people could be buying them on eBay with the intention of, no, they know it's a reprint, but like down the road, I may be able to trick somebody.
A little kid or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little kid's not going to have, like,
so
they might have $300.
He might have the best card he ever had, right? And then he's like, well, I can upgrade if I can get this Luka, right?
Exactly.
That's shady.
Well, here's the description. I wanted to make sure. So it says 18-19 Panini Prism Luka Doncic Tiger Stripe Choice PSA 10 question mark. Condition is brand new, shipped USPS first class. Card is being sold as a reprint. Please bid confidently. Feel free to ask questions. PSA 10 question mark. No.
You got to take that out. You got to take that out.
Never. Like, why even put that in there as a question mark?
I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, That'd be worth something to try.
I hope
not. You got to put, like, real question mark?
And he's $8 shipping.
Fake question mark?
$8 shipping on that. So his shipping cost covered his printing cost.
Yep.
I actually want to see if he's got anything else.
He's got two negative feedbacks.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, he got
he's got the fake Luka logo man too in front of prism boxes that are empty.
Man, that logo man looks legit, bro.
Oh my God,
that is
You got to find this seller, guys. You can find it by finding
Luka. Look, dude, he's flexing again.
Yeah, the prism
got the prism boxes.
What else has he got? Man, this is I mean, you can probably have some fun on eBay here finding out what these people got.
I want to see the negatives. He's got
Selling a Speedo jacket.
He's got pants. He's got pantalones.
Skinny jeans.
Got some PacSun skinny jeans.
You know a guy ain't legit.
Dude, look,
you go
oh
to
my
his
God.
You gotta question what's going down when you go to his eBay and you're like, fake Luka logo man, fake Patrick Mahomes cracked ice, some new old stock
oh
PacSun.
Dude. $50 on a Tiger Choice Zion Williamson, $300 best offer on a Tiger LeBron, $1,000 on a fake Tiger Jaw. Look at this one. Unless this was fake.
They're all
$10K, black 101 Luka.
This guy had a good Christmas.
No, dude. So I bet he has to have those up there, like trying to set the market, right? On his fake stuff.
$10,000 on a rare 101 black.
Let me see what it looks like.
Dude.
It looks pretty good.
I'm sure when you see it in person, it looks like
the colors are faded a little bit. But once again, in front of the National Treasure, so this is crazy. So avoid.
Well, that's how you can afford NT.
Yeah, that's true. Selling fake cards. This guy's name, and he's actually from California, is Lupe-54. LUPUE-54, and 99.3%.
It doesn't say where in California, right?
Monrovia. Wherever that is. Item did not sell as much as seller wanted, so he canceled, was his negative for a Donruss rookie card, Justin Herbert. Very rude buyer, did not understand the auction was phrased wrong. Stay away. But anyways, yes, just, you know, be advised. If you're going to buy raw cards, you really read the description. Make sure somebody's not reprinting a card that you want. That's
very, very rude buyer. I'm selling stuff that's fake, but it's a buyer's fault.
It's a buyer's fault. You got to check this stuff out. This is incredible. But, you know, that's one of the things why I only try to buy graded cards. I know there's some BGS stuff going on, but I try to, if somebody, people have been hitting us up to try to buy stuff in the shop, and I'm like, it's got to be graded. It's got to be graded, and it's got to be a rookie. That's it. That way we know you're protected. I mean, you may be selling a card that you bought that you don't even know is fake, and now you're, you know, responsible for it. So
that happens a lot.
It happens a lot. So, all right. Well, that's all we got for the show, guys. We're going to be breaking Eminence on Friday as long as it comes out. So check it out. We're going to have a few cases throughout the weekend as well.
Didn't even know.
C-Rad's got some basketball. You got a big basketball break tomorrow.
It's coming. Oh, yeah. But the big basketball mister is coming this Saturday.
And then you got the 1-1 case. I don't know if it's sold out yet, but 1-1 Flawless and Flawless Collegiates that we're going to be rocking tomorrow. We got more Bowman's Best. We got more Bowman Draft. We've got more Hoops Premium. We've got some hockey on the site, Synergy Hockey on Friday. So the breaks are at mojobreak.com. All of our breaks are scheduled and guaranteed to break. If you want to buy wax, we got some great deals right now on sealed wax. We've got Heritage High Number at $89.99. We've got some stuff on the site that's super cheap, and that's mojobreakshop.com. So don't forget that. Mojobreak.com for your breaks. Mojobreakshop.com for your sealed wax. We also have vintage sealed wax on the site as well. It's starting to fly. Dan just packed up, like, what, 12 old boxes?
I'm packing it up all day, man.
So use the site. There's some great deals to be had on there. We're doing pre-sale hoops. 2021 pre-sale at $299. Blowout, or I shouldn't even mention, online retailers are around $380.
You already mentioned them, bro.
Online retailers are at $380. We're running a pre-sale.
Just go for it now, man.
Pre-sale special at $299. So it's pre-sale special $299 on mojobreakshop.com for your hoops 2021. So as soon as we get it, we'll ship it out to you. And you can enjoy and break it yourself. So once again, mojobreakshop.com for your sealed wax. Mojobreak.com to get in a break.
And blowout's cool, too.
Yeah, we love Blowout. Peace out, guys. We'll see you guys next week on next week's show.
Goodbye.